This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Eye on Houston, Houston's community affairs program reflecting the concerns, needs, and events of our greater Houston communities.
This is Laura Murillo. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, we've got an exciting program, none other than Commissioner Adrian Garcia. Thank you so much for joining us today, Commissioner.
Thank you, Dr. Murillo. It's an honor to be with you.
Well, you have always, as well as the other commissioners and our county judge, always been a reliable source of information, a great partner. So let me start there by saying thank you on the professional side of the house, but also the personal for all that you've done for Harris County and your service over the decades. So thank you.
Thank you. My honor.
Well, let's go ahead and get started. So many people have been very concerned of the fact that our area, as much as we have flooded, we were not able to secure the funds from GLO. Our area was just dismissed, and there are a lot of people very upset about this. Tell us why you think Harris County was snubbed.
Well, I'll tell you, there's no one probably more incensed by this than me. And the reason for that, Dr. Murillo, is because I represent East Harris County. I represent the downstream side of the county. What that means is that 70% of the water from Fort Bend, Waller, Montgomery County, Liberty County, Chambers County, and Harris County comes through my precinct. So all of the recovery dollars are become even more immensely valuable in my precinct. So I was very, very frustrated by this. Secondly, Precinct 2 has historically been underserved, underinvested in by the previous administration. And so I have been fighting to make sure that the precinct and the community and the people who live in the precinct, businesses in the precinct, get their fair share of the investments to protect them. Now, why this was done, I have no idea. Commissioner Bush, after announcing that we would not get any dollars, felt the backlash from Harris County and then immediately says, oh, HUD, give Harris County a direct allocation of $750 million. Which is nice to hear. However, why didn't you advocate this sooner rather than later? If this was always an option available to you, why did you not give us that direct allocation? And then lastly, Dr. Murillo, it's concerning because he has not indicated that the city of Houston would get anything. Between both governments, we applied for nearly $2 billion, $750 million. You're the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, so you might be able to help me with this math. But I don't see how we can make $2 billion out of $750 million.
No, so the math does not add up. Certainly. So, Commissioner, what now? What's next?
Well, what now is that I'll be in D.C. In the coming week. I'll be working to visit with HUD. I'll be working to visit with the White House and with other officials to make the argument that, yes, Harris County should have gotten a direct allocation all along. Now give us the money that we need. If the state isn't going to use their money wisely, don't give it to them. Give it to us and let us make ourselves whole and support the city of Houston. We do not need to be pitted against each other. And I think that's the direction that the commissioner is trying to put us on. But the mayor and the county judge, our governments have been working very, very well together, very parallel to each other, very jointly. We need to continue that. But the city of Houston has to be talked about as well.
So do you still think there's an opportunity to get the resources that were originally intended for our region? Is there still hope for that?
I am hopeful. I'm hopeful, Dr. Murillo, but it's going to take the power of you, the chamber, and others to make sure that President Biden and his administration recognize that whatever mess the state's gotten involved in, let's push that aside. We need this recovery, these recovery dollars sooner rather than later. We've already made a commitment. You know, the voters were told that if we do our own fair share, it'll make your applications look better. So you, the voters, helped us pass a $2.5 billion advocate for that bond election, Dr. Murillo. We thank you for that. And then when we were told last year that we were having a underfunding of the projects by $1.4 billion by the now resigned flood control director, we went back to work. We rolled our sleeves up. I found unused resources at the toll road. We have proposed a transfer, revenue transfer, to those flood control projects in the tune of $545 million. That will help us cut into that that deficit, but we're still nearly a billion short. That $750 million will serve us well, but I don't know where it leaves the city of Houston. So you can see the predicament that we're up against.
Absolutely, and you are correct. In fact, the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce did support the bond, not only with you all, but we have with Metro. And that's again, right. This goes to the infrastructure, and we can't be successful entrepreneurs in an economy that is vibrant and strong if we don't have that infrastructure, which leads me to a whole other set of questions as it relates to hurricane season. Where are we? Are we prepared? Your office and others there are doing so much work in terms of programs and services, but let's start with hurricane season. What should we expect? What do we need? And where are we?
Well, Dr. Murillo, I hope that we can call the weather scientists misinformed once again. You know, they get it right 50% of the time. So I hope that they get it wrong, 100% of this time, because the scientists are predicting a very active hurricane season. I think it's to the tune of about 25 systems that could be identified in our Gulf and 12 that could be named hurricanes. So that's very, very concerning. My office, as a result, we're always on alert. And when we get, I have staff on my team who track the weather reports. We work very closely with the Office of Emergency Management, along with County Judge Lina Hidalgo. But 12 systems is a lot for anybody to handle. And it's a lot for my team in particular to be ready to respond to. So we're hopeful that Mother Nature will look in a different direction. I don't want anybody else to get hurt, but I don't want us to be hurt yet again. We are a flat topography. The infrastructure dollars that we need are become much more valuable for that reason, but also because we house a significant amount of our state and global economy, our national economy being the Port of Houston. So we're very concerned, but as a result, we ask people to have a plan. Talk to your family, your friends. If you have gotten high water in your neighborhood, in your business area, then please be thinking about contingencies now. Get those sandbags right now if that's going to help you, but have your plan sooner rather than later. We know Mother Nature tends to come our way. Let's get ready for her in advance.
Absolutely. And it's not if, it's when. And so we must be prepared. And it goes back to your original point. This is exactly why having those federal funds to support infrastructure and to protect this region, which is the epicenter of entrepreneurship and business and the economy and the port, all of these things are interconnected. And so we wish the entire Commissioner's Court and Judge Hidalgo well as you all go to D.C. to secure those very precious resources for our region. And if you're out there and you want to be part of this advocacy effort, we ask that you engage with those who are in decision-making capacities, Republican or Democrat, because we need those resources. Speaking of resources, one of the things that is so inspiring about your team and your office is just every day you all are out there. We see more and more programs, parks, services. Tell us some of the highlights of your precinct.
Well, the highlights, Dr. Murillo, is that I have a fabulous team. I'm so proud of them. because they have embraced my commitment to engage, empower, and educate our community. Those are the three guiding principles of my office. And so on any given day, we're focused on how to better serve our community. And as you well know, the east side of Harris County is one of the most underserved. I have amongst the lowest medium income of all of Harris County, the lowest homeownership rate, the lowest educational attainment rate, the lowest the number of children and families with health insurance. But unfortunately, I also have the highest rates of diagnosed cancer around Texas, as well as asthma in all of Harris County. So a lot of challenges. And that's why my team is focused on providing access to healthcare. That's why we have these smart pods. We're focused on making sure that people have access to quality food with our food and meal distribution program. It's why we're taking care of our seniors by providing, now that we can, with the protocols in place, getting our bus program up and running so that our seniors who have worked hard all their lives can have a little fun in their golden years. And so, and then the hurricane season, the pandemic, we're focused on all of it and we're doing all of it. And that's why, Dr. Murillo, if you look over my left, right shoulder, you'll see that award. That is an award that we received from the Texas Association of Counties last year during the pandemic for our food distribution, along for our COVID response. This year, we have received 4 national awards awarded to us by the National Association of Counties. And so I'm very, very proud. One of the awards is for our all-inclusive park. You know, a lot of people don't realize that people with physical and cognitive disabilities represent the largest minority group that is underserved and underrepresented. Well, this park will be a state-of-the-art park for that population, but it's really going to be for people of all abilities. But I'm so proud of it. It's going to be about almost a $15 million investment by my office. And we will invite you and others to come and see it and participate in the ribbon cutting. But these are the things that we're focused on, Dr. Murillo, because we care about the people we serve. I care about the community I come from. I know you do. The Latino community is a hardworking community. And so we got to make sure that they're getting access to the services. But everybody. And that's why I like the term all-inclusive, because in Precinct 2, if you live in my precinct, you're included. We care about everybody's circumstances. Yeah.
Well, and your leadership is certainly noted, and it's not just a certain time of the year. It's been absolutely consistent since you've come on board as a commissioner, and your team and just the energy that they have and have demonstrated is clearly the reason behind those recognitions and acknowledgments. And again, well-deserved. A very tough year for COVID, and your team has been one that people could trust. And the fact that you have a team of people who are bilingual and understand everything from the people who are trying to ride bikes in that area to programs and services to a slew of things. And so we're very happy to partner with you all, and we're asking everyone to visit the website so that you can see more about what Harris County and the different precincts are doing to provide much needed services. And as mentioned, it is all inclusive. And we've been glad to be part of your team and outreach. And just want to say thank you again, because you have changed for many people in this area. So many things are now available to them that were not. And I know this is just the beginning for you, your team, and the great folks over at Harris County. So my thanks are thanks for all you do.
Thank you, Dr. Murillo. And look, I stand on your shoulders. We're very proud of the work that you've done for the chamber, the leadership you have provided. And we don't do it by ourselves. Whenever we have a tough call to make, a tough project we want to get done, an initiative that we need the support of the broader community, we can always count on Dr. Murillo. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, and we'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.
Take care.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.